Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yosef Greenwald. Maseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Bava Metzia Kuf Tez Vav. We'll start the shiur with the last few lines of the Gemara on Kuf Yedala Amebez that goes into Kuf Tez Vav. The maskona of the first piece of Gemara, Shak V'taya, is that since we have a klal about Chayv Koyna Mashkin, so Mamela, as soon as the Malva takes the Mashkin from the Loiva, he's Koina. The Gemara wants to know, what Revach does the Malva have with the fact that he has a Mashkin from the Loiva if he has to give it back to the Loiva by night, by day, he can't use it? What is it? What Revach does he have? And the Gemara says that because, Rashi explains, because Bachoiv is Koina Mashkin, so Mamela, the Malva has in his hand that the Mashkin that he has is not... it's not an outstanding choiv. He was kind of that chayfitz. A, that he's allowed to take it from the yasmi. He's allowed to take it from the yisoymim. Normally the din is metaltel the yasmi loy mishtabdi. He's not allowed to collect from metaltel of yisoymim. Over here it's not metaltel of the yisoymim. He already had a kinyan. He's taking back that which he previously had a kinyan in. A. B, since he already had a kinyan in the mashkin, that creates a different impetus in the choiv. It's a choiv that already has some type of gviya on something tangible. It's not an outstanding choiv that shviyish will wipe off the map. The halacha will be that he'll be goiva, a choiv, shiyesh alav mashkin, and shviyish misham tosai. The Ramach and Shittim Kubetzes, over here on Kuf Yedalet on the Beis, adds one more piece in the same vein. He says when the Malva is going back the second time to the Loiva, the Malva took a Mashkin, he gave it back to the Loiva, let's say. When he goes back, he's allowed to go back into his house. Why? Because the limitation that a Malva is not allowed to collect by going into the house of the Loiva is only when he's taking a Mashkin. Once the Mashkin is his and he's koine, it's not a Mashkin, it's a Pekodin. Since the Malva has a kinyan in it already, he's taking back the pekodin that he left by the Loiva. Ulechoti etzdaka, like we said before, there's a kinyan in the mashkin that means that tzadek mishalcho, you're giving it to the Loiva. When you go back and get it, you're getting back yours. That doesn't have a din l'seil l'kenoishin. It's important to add that there's a machlek sushainim over here. The din that when a Malva has a mashkin from a Loiva, then ein shvius misham tosoi, the way we just worded it is that the choiv is a different type of choiv now that there's a collateral biyad ha-malva. The malva has a kinyan in something of the loiva. That means that the choiv has been readjusted and now it's a choiv that shviyas doesn't have an effect on. That's not so poshut. The Rambam in Shemitah V'Yevil Perek Tes Halach Yudal holds that only the value of the mashkin. Let's say I have a choiv, somebody owes me $10,000. I go and I take his gold watch, which is worth $2,000. Those $2,000 is not stama halvo. I have already a kinyan connected it. That the shviyas is not mishama. The other $8,000, yes. Lamaisa, the way we said, is what's mavur in the Rosh and Gittin Perek Dal Simen Yud Zayin, that the whole choiv is an undersort choiv. It's a different type of halvo, in which case the whole thing would not go under the heading of a regular choiv that shviyas is mishama. Pesach HaKol, the Gemara says two reasons why the teyelis that a malva has from taking a mashkin from a loiva, one of them shleishay shvius misham tosoi. The other one is in order to be able to collect from the yasmi. The Rishash points out the ikar reason is the second, the yasmi, because mitzad the shvius, what are you going to say? Let's say it's in the middle of the 7 years of Shemitah. He lends money in the second year, and there's man peroins in the third year. Over there, he doesn't have his eyes on Shemitah. So obviously, you have to say the cheshem metal to the yasmi. Tosfos in Divrei Maskil Loma says there's really a third reason. The third reason is that when a malva is holding on to a mashkin, so he has a maila that then the loiva can't be koifer in the choiv, because then he could just hold on to the mashkin, connected the choiv. Why isn't that what's mavur in the Gemara? Taisus is adifalei mishani. Kiveger has a cheshvin that's not adifalei, because connected the maila that you have as a malva when you hold on, you have leverage when you hold on to a mashkin, is a chesaron also. Because if you wouldn't have taken the mashkin, then lemaisa, you'd be able to collect from that thing. Doesn't make a difference what it is. Ksus yoyim, ksus laila, without any limitations, klerich al nefesh. Once you take it as a mashkin, you're limited, you have responsibilities to the loiva. We saw that in the Rishon Kuf Yud Gimel. That once you take it as a mashkin, chal chiyuv, to be misnaig with the dinim of hashovas avoid. So what's the point? So that chesaron offsets the maila of having more security. So he says that's why the Gemara doesn't bring up that reason. Tosfos only says that reason Biyachas is answering Tosis Kasha only Biyachas to once you've taken to take it back a second time. Tosis is discussing once you take the mashkin and you gave it to the loiva temporarily. So now why are you taking it back? What mile do you have from the second time? Terence is in order that he shouldn't be able to be koifer. Over there, there's already a din of Hashavas Avot. There's no revach in not taking it back. You have anyways the din to give it back to the loiva bayoim. So why are you taking it back? You're taking it back in order to provide more security against possibility of the loiva denying responsibility for the koif. What's interesting is that the way Tosus says is that the mila of Shmita, Tosus says, is only a mila why you took the mashkin in the first place. What about the fact that by night you had to give it back, or ksus laila, you had to give it back to the loiva, why do you take it back the second time? That Tosus says Shmita is not going to help you. Anyway, Shvi says Masham. If you look at the Lashon and the Rambam, in Milva, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, "Kain, who shemachzalei amashkin beeshu tzorchle? Why are you taking the mashkin? V'lekechoy sebeeshen itzorch mayoel mashkin? What's the purpose of a mashkin in taking it and give it back and taking it again? K'deishulay yishamet that shviyah shouldn't be mishamet. It's mashma that there's a revach legabe shviyahs even on the second taking, not like Tosfos. What's the maila?" L'chor, once you took the mashkin, you already have a kinyan. You leave it by the loiva because that's what Hashavas Avod is mechayev. What revach do you have from taking it a second time? That amount, shvius, won't be mishamed because of the kinyan that you already have in the mashkin. So the Toras Chaim says, gevaldik gechidish. Toras Chaim bayos. Toras Chaim says that once you left it, a malva that doesn't go back to the loiva to take back the mashkin has been moichel his chus mashkin. And in which case, then Shvius will be Mishamit. If you don't take it back, it means you don't want it. If you don't want it, you were Michael. If you were Michael, then it goes back to a state where Shvius is Mishamit. The next Shtikel Gemara is Mechalik between an Oriv and a Loiva. Despite the fact that there are limitations in the Dinei Mashkin, if you're allowed to go Bebeisoy, of a Loiva, but in an Oriv, there's no such thing. Gemara brings a Pasuk. What's the reason why there should be a difference between an Oriv and a Loiva? Haloi. An Oriv is mechuyev to a malva the same way a loiv is mechuyev. Same way a loiv is considered a balchoyev, a shibud, a guf, shibud, a nevish, orv has the same thing. So why shouldn't he have the dinim of mashkin? The collecting from him is the same collecting. When you collect from an orv, you collect. Mashkoin is the din of balchoyev, kind of mashkin, it's all the same. So why shouldn't there be the limitations of the issur of going into his house and so on? Rabbi Yonison in the Shittim Kubetzis over here says, Alam de Shavot. He says that since the malva only wanted to lend the Orv. Why is there an Orv? Because the Malva doesn't want to lend to the Loiva unless there's somebody guaranteeing the Choyv. So it comes out that the whole impetus of the Choyv is only the Orv. Every Orv, he says, is like a Bishas Havosar. Same way we explained before when we were speaking in the Shita of the Ravid, that the reason why there's a difference between Bishas Havo and Shaloi Bishas Havo is that Bishas Havo is Midaita Shaloiva, and over there is no Din, there are no Isurim of Hashavas Avoit. There's no din of Lesove or Beisoy. The same is true by every Arav, because every Arav is B'shas Avo. If that's true, so then there wouldn't be an Issa. That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Bechai in Chumash, in the Psukim by us, in Dvarim Chav Dalid, takes a moral stance. He says the word is the chil between a malva, between a loiv, and an Arav is that a loiv is dochuk. An Arav is not dochuk. I saw it. I took responsibility for somebody. So Memele, if he's not a ben adam dochuk, the Torah wasn't merachin on him. Similar to the concept, the Iyun Yaakov says on this Gemara that the pshat is that a loiv has the relationship with a malva, lesila kenosha, like we were magdim in the sugya. That there's an isser on the malva to oppress the loiv. You don't have that relationship with a loiv, with an Arav. Orv is not oppressed. He was masking to do a chesed for somebody. In that sense, so well, the Torah didn't have such rachmanis on him. The nafkamin of these reasons, the chare is pashut. In the sugis, in the end of Bava Basu of Orv, there's what's considered a classic Orv, and there's an Orv kavlan. Orv, a regular Orv, is the pshat, I guarantee that if Shimon, who borrowed from Reuven, doesn't pay the choyv, Reuven has recourse to come and claim the choyv from me. I'm not the loiv, I don't have responsibility. If he defaults on the loan, I take responsibility. But I'm a second option. An Orav Kablan is somebody who's considered in halocha loiva. The nafkiminas are tremendous. Legabe dine ribis in Perkei Zuneshech. And over here also, the Sefer Trum is Paskins. The Torah also brings it in Simit Tzadik Zayin. That an Orav Kablan was a din of a loiva, that the Malva could go straight to an Orav Kablan. The din is that he has the dinim of of Lesovei Abesai. He has the dinim of Hashavas Avoid. L'cha'oira, that could only be true if we use the reasoning that there's a difference between a loiva and between an oriv mitzad the lomdus of the choiv, similar to what Rabbeinu Yonason says, in which case, if he has the lomdus of a loiva, so then he's not a regular oriv, he's an oriv kavlan in lomdus is a loiva. But if we say the word is, he's dochuk and he's not dochuk, him the Torah had rachmanis, him the Torah didn't have rachmanis, why should it make a difference? Lamai say he's the same guy, he did a chesed, he became a loiva, a lomdus a loiva on behalf of somebody. He's not dochuk. Why should the Torah have rachmanis on him more than a loiva who's not, more than an orv who's not an orv kavlan? So l'chayra, the poiskim seem to assume that the chilik between a loiva and an orv is a lomdish chilik, not a chilik in terms of rachmanis. One other detail. We use the nusach in discussing the difference between an orv and between a loiva, hein mitzad the din of loisovei el beisoi, the issue of going into the house of the loiva, and hein mitzad the din of hashavas avoy, the chiv to return it by yom ubalaylo. That is not so posh. The Torah and Tzadik Zion brings a machlokes. The Ramah holds that the chilik between a loiva and an orv is only legabe the lav of loisovei el beisoi, but legabe the din of misadrin lebal choiv. Legabe the din of not to be choivel oichol nefesh, a kli oichol nefesh, and that he's mechuyv by yom balayla, and that is no chilik between an orv and a loiva. Again, if the word is rachmanus, so why shouldn't all the din be on the same footing? The shita, the balatrumis lemaisa, that the Torah brings over there, is that there are no din, v'chlal no dinim klape an orv. So maybe we could say that like we said, that's totally in the time of the crow. What the reason al tzrachmonis, that's why there's a chilik, what is the lomdish chilik. Maybe there's a chilik between the din of leisovei el beisoi and the din of hashavas avoid. Maybe it's chilik between these two reasons. In any case, the machlokes Rishonim is a machlokes. How to read the Gemara by us? The Gemara only talking, the Gemara Mefurish is talking about leisovei el beisoi. But does the Gemara mean also, the Gemara is loved after, the Gemara means also the din of Hashav Savoid? That's the Machloikis, the two sheets of the Raman and the Balatrumis that the Torah brings down. The last din of the Gemara before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Lebeisa ein ato nichnas, you're not allowed to go into the house of a loiva, lata nichnas l'schach kosiv, l'schach hamor, l'schach pundik, l'schach diuknios. You're allowed to go into the house of somebody who owes you money, not as a choiv. We spoke out when we started the sugya in Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. We spoke out from the Nesivos in Tzadik Zayin Aleph about Hakofes Chanus, whether that's called Derech Mekach. It's clear that money that's owed because of Gzeh Lehezik is not. And here the Gemara is giving other examples. Anything that's owed for Schar Socher, for Schar Pu'ula, and so on. All these things do not have the din of nichnas labayis. What is a machlokes Rishonim is, what about the other hagbolis, the other dinim that apply to collecting a mashkin? What about the din of hashovas avoid? That's a machlokes Rishonim. The Torah in Tzadik Zayin brings b'shem the Ramah. It's also a ran by us in the Chedush Ran that says the halach is that there's still a din of hashovas avoid. The miut is only a miut bebeisoi. That's one nekuda. Let's add to that the Mechas Chinuch in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Ois Tes, says that according to the Ramah, the same way that there's no din of Hashavas Avoit by all these Choivois, the same is true also Legabi Chavolas Klei Oichol Nefesh. The limitations of both are the same. The Gemara adds one more piece, that all these Choivois don't have the regular dinim of, the regular yisurim of nichnas labayis, of a malva going into a loiva's house. That's only true, I count that they exist in the original form. Im zok von a lov bemilva, if they're turned into a halva, then they have the din of a regular relationship between a malva and a loiva. What zok von a lov bemilva? See, we have a machlek sushainim, that's in a few places, in Be'ikir and Gittin Daf Yud Ches. Skifa b'milva, how does a choiv that's owed for schar pu'ula or akov v'schanus turn into a choiv? The loshon the Gemara seems to be, that's the way the Rambam says in Shmita v'Yevul, pek tes halacha yud beis, because this halacha is negea that a milva has the din of Shvius Mushamit, even though other types of Chayv don't have. And the Rambam explains the Gemara that Zokfa B'milva means that Hamidu B'din L'Shalom Lo. That means it's not, the relationship I had with him is not an employee. He was my employee. Now I'm Tevei him, and I'm Maimed him B'din that he owes me $100. So I'm not dealing with him as an employer that has to pay me. I'm dealing with him as somebody who owes me $100. So that's a Chayv. In that case, even though it started out as an employee-employee relationship, now it's a relationship of a malva v'loiva. The Rosh says different. The Rosh says that the money is owed, but when it was avekishtelt, that it has to be nifra until it's man ploini, so that it's more put into the context of a choiv, that would be considered zokvan lov v'milva, and that would turn into a halvo. Why is Zokvan Olav V'milva not have the din of all these things? Why does it have a din of a choiv? Rabbeinu Chananel in the Shittim Kubetz says, Zokvan Ein Rashai Shenema Kisasha Bereacho. That's a masha. If the context in which the Reuven is pressing Shimon is like a Malva Loiva, not like an employee-employee, that itself creates the relationship with Malva Loiva. The Shittim Kubetz B'Shem the Raivid says a little bit different. He says, since the pasuk is marbe kisasha bereacho, mashas meuma is marbe even a choiv, which historically is not a choiv. It was a yachas between a moichel lekech, between a masker soicha and so on. But there's a riboy that could also be turned into a relationship of a malva loiva, and thereafter the halacha will be that there'll be the regular limitations of dine mashke. We're on to the Mishnah. Almona bein shehi aniyo, bein shehi ashiro, ein memashkin en oiso, shenema leisachbo beged almona. There are three dinim in the Mishnah, three parts of the din in the Mishnah that have to be defined. A, almona, is that dafkin almona? Is the term almona mean any woman who's alone, or does it mean dafka almona? Bein shehi aniyo, bein shehi ashiro is the subject of machlek stanoim in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the halacha of ein memashkin oisa, the pasuk says lo sachbol beged almona. We have to be able to tell ourselves whether that's dafka beged almona, whether that means any mashkin. So let's start. The Gemara introduces the yisod tzedakah machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether darshinon time, whether we're derish time in the crow. Since the pasuk says lo sachbol beged almona, so the Gemara says the tam of this Isser is that if she's an Anio, then she's going to go back to him to get her beged back, because you always have to give back a ksus laila balaila. It's going to create an inappropriate situation because you have somebody dealing with a woman who's on her own. And because of a haitzos shame ro against the woman, the Torah asked taking that mashkin in the first place in order not to create that situation. That's the machlokes Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Gemara says that tali in that is whether it's bein shehi aniyo, bein shehi ashiro. If we're talking about somebody who needs to beg it back, she's an aniyo and she only has one pair of clothing, so that's going to create the situation that we just described. So over there would be an iser, but that would be dafka b'aniyo. The Gemara says l'maisa that's the machlokes Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda actually holds that bein she'aniya bein she'ashira, because l'maisa the Torah says almana, we don't use our reasoning of time of the krah in order to change the halachas from what's moving the pasuk. The Torah l'maisa doesn't say any chilik between aniya and ashira, that's the way the halach is, and that's the way we paskin. Now, the fact that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda l'gabi that there's no chilik between aniya and ashira brings up a problem biyachas to the first point we brought up. The lashon of the pasuk is beged almana. The Mishnah says almana. Says the Sma in Simon Tzadik Zayitz of Kotten Chov Beis, Reb Kiva Eger, Afanor brings that there are three shittas. There's the Sma, the Taz, and the Shach, about how to read the word Almon. The Sma says that Almon is lav dafka Almon. Almon means a grusha also. Any woman who is no longer have a husband, she's a formerly married woman who's no longer married, either she's an Almon or she's a grusha, has this din, but not a woman who was never married, not a besula. Because she's Bishus Avio. Besula, by the way, doesn't mean dafka, that she is a ktana or a naira, that she's Bishus Avio. But it means generally she's living by her father. As a matter, since she's not on her own, she's not independent, she has a support system. Today, maybe the situation, you would look at it differently. But al-Gabonim, in the regular sense, a woman who was never married, never left Bishus Avio. She has her father's last name. She lives in her father's domain. Frek de Taz. over there on the Sma, that it comes out that you're dashing the time of the crow. You're telling me that the reason is because a woman's on her own, she doesn't have a support system. Memelo, we have the situation of Hitzor Shem Ra. That's the reason for this halacha. He says, then you're falling into the machlekes gemara of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. We pass in Reb Yehuda that ain't dosh in time to crow. We don't fataych or define the halacha in terms of our understanding of the reasoning of the din. That's the Taz's kash on the sma. What's a pella is that the Taz says that he holds that the word almana is lav dafka in the Torah. It means any woman who's on her own, including a pnuya. And he says, why? He says, because since the reason is, Reb Shimon says, because Atamasiya Shem Rabbi Shkunai Seo. Oy Bazoi says, that's true by any woman. Umid Reb Shimon Nilmad Latanakama, according to Reb Yehuda, and that's true according to Reb Yehuda, and Kenya has to be every woman. So what do you just do? You ask Akasha on the Sma, that he says, Almon and Agrusha both in the same boat, and you say it includes Pnuya because all of them have a reasoning. So what do? You replaced one problem. We have the same problem. You're also going bust the time to grow. The Torah Lamaisa says Almona. How do you use your understanding of the reasoning of the din of the halacha, where the halacha is said, in order to influence what the pshat and the pasuk is? This is a pella of a sma of a taz. The shach's deya is that Almona is dafka. Almona is vulnerable. Libo shovur v'doyig u'kadesh le litzara. It's a separate din. It's a din in the woman who is emotionally in pain. That's dafka and almona. Interesting, because very often a grusha is in worse emotional shape than almona. But al gabonim, that's the way the shach says it. That she's doyag of a libo shvura b'soicho, mashayink in a grusha. So the shach is reading the word almona kibshute. How do we explain the taz? So l'chayr, the pshat is like this. What would seem to be indicated in the taz is that, of course, according to Reb Yehuda, also darshin and time of the crow. It's not the pshat that Reb Yehuda denies time of the crow, but to take a pasuk that says lo sachbo beged almono and to split it in half and to create an afkamina la'alocha that's not mavur in the pasuk, that Reb Yehuda holds you can't create a yesh me'ayin as some that's not in the pasuk. But to read pshat in the pasuk that almono, the definition of almono doesn't mean almono dafka. Lefi the svara, almona means a woman who doesn't have a husband. A woman who doesn't have a husband is bein almona, bein a grusha, bein a pnuya. So memela, there's no difference between to say that the pasuk is talking about something more general because of time of the crow. That according to Taz is not a problem. Also, to split it, what's his kash on this mat? To split almona and grusha from pnuya. It doesn't say in the Torah, certain women yes, certain women not. Almona is almona. The halachic definition of almona is a woman without a husband. That is no difference between if she was married or if she was never married. To split a pasuk with a definition that doesn't say in the pasuk, that you can't do according to Reb Yehuda, that's only according to Reb Shimon. That's what it means, dashin and time of the crow. Dashin and time of the crow means you can use your reasoning and not only read the pasuk differently, but you could split the din in the pasuk in a way that's not moving in the pasuk at all. The etzim fact that according to Reb Yehuda that loy that shin time of the crow, but the reasoning of the time of the crow of Reb Shimon is also correct is lechayr in the Rambam also, because the Rambam in Hilchas Milvah Veloyve Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph paskins almona bein shehi aniya bein shehi ashira ein memashke noiso, and still the Pirush Mishnayis brings down the reason of Reb Shimon. He says that the reason why you can't be chayvel from an almona is because of, and he brings the reasoning in the Gemara. It's not true according to Yehuda. Lach Mishnah has the kasha. Is the truth has to be, Lach Mishnah points out, that even according to Yehuda, the time of the cross is correct, but you can't create a chilek dino that's not mavur in the pasuk. The zach itself is also mavur in other places in Shasta. It's a Taisa Rosh. The Taisa Rosh points out that the Gemara over there, Loisach Shem Shor B'Dishoy, creates an afkamina lalocha based on the Svara. Is Loisach Shem Shor B'Dishoy because the animal is going to be mitzar because he wants to eat, or it's only something that tastes good for him or not? What's the chasimo? What are you preventing? Preventing him from eating something that's good for him, for something that he wants to eat, and the Gemara creates an afkamina lalocha on that. We pass in Reb Yehuda, Loidashin in time to cross. The Taisa Rosh says over there that, of course, no. Even according to the Darshin and time of the crow, to read the pasuk, but not to create a chilek din that doesn't say in the pasuk. There are other dugmois, Lach Mishnah that we just mentioned, asked that the Rambam in the Surah Bio There's one halach in Perek Yud Beis, Legabi Boal Achoyse, one halach in Perek Beis, Legabi Boal Goyo. And in both places, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chov Beis, and Gemara at the end of Yevamos, both mention, biyachas to those halachas, Reb Shimon Derish Taim Dekro, the Teretz is, that those are both ways of reading the Pasuk, not of creating a chilik din that's not mavur, that's connected to the Pasuk. The same thing is true, Legabi Erani Dachas, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, over there. Also, they ask that the Rambam brings a halacha that the Gemara clearly says is geboit, is banui on time of the Kro. So that would seem to be clear that the Rambam also takes this opinion, which we see Muchrach Muvur in the Taz, that ein da loyda shin in time of the Kro just means we don't break a halacha of a pasuk into two, kineged the pasuk, based on the time of the Kro, but we can certainly read a pasuk based on our understanding of what the time of the Kro is. The Guva Shalinyan on time of the Kro, reasoning for mitzvahs, is there's a lot of Mar Mekoymis in Rishonim. We'll just quote as before that, we'll quote a Tosus in Gittin Daf Mem Tesam and Beis Divrei Amasko V'Reb Shimon, also Ben Agei Reb Shimon Dashin in time of the Kro. Tosus says that the machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon and Dashin in time of the Kro is only when there's a nafkamina ledina, like Mavur and our sugi and all the places that we just quoted. But where there's no nafkamina ledina, there's no machlokes. There's a machlokes min akotza lakotza. How to read that Tosus? The Maram over there in Gittin explains that what he means to say is that where there's no nafkamina lalocha, Reb Yehuda's moided to Reb Shimon. Seems to be similar to what we're saying now. Reb Yehuda's moided to the etzem idea of Dashin in time to Kro. He just doesn't break a pasuk into half and create an afkamina lalocha where it's not mavur in the pasuk. But where there's no afkamina lalocha, what does Reb Yehuda have against Dashin in time to Kro? The Prichodesh says it that way in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Dal Halacha Dal. That's how he's miyashav the Rambam of Ir Nidachas al Safar in a border city. The Kesem Mishnah over there says it also in Avodah Zarah Perek Dal Halacha Dal. The Miches Chinuch in Tov Samach Dal Oiz Dalid says Mamish Vakeret. He says that the whole reason, according to Reb Shimon, why you can be dashin in time of the Kro is in order to properly apply the halacha to create nafkaminis la halacha lefi the reasoning lefi the tam. Where there's no nafkamina. So even according to Shem, to make up your own reasoning for mitzvah satayru, that you don't have a right to do. That really is a hagdoma for what's mavur, let's say the Rambam, in the very last Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ilah, per ches halacha ches, the Rambam says, roi lo'odom lizboini b'mishpate ha'tayru ha'gdoyshu v'leida soifin yonim kvi choy choy. That's the Rambam Shita Mer Nevuchim, that one should try to penetrate the depths of a mitzvah as much as human rationale and intelligence is possible. Dovah shalayim tzalaytam, he says, v'layeda lo'ilo al'yei kal be'enov, because there's very little in the depths of Tayru ha'gdoyshu that we can understand. The Torah in Yerudeisim Kof Pei Aleph talks about hashkofes. And he says over there, Mitzvah Samelech ain't lonu leida. Any tonu yodead mo. We don't know. We don't understand very much of the deeper meanings and reasons behind Mitzvah Torah. The middle, it's not worth being choike. Seems to me machlek sushaynim in Ashkofa. But the point is that even according to Yehuda, we're seeing Mekoris that time of the Kro is a valid way of fratayching, being magdir what it says in the Torah. On the other hand, according to Miches Chinuch, what Tosfos in Gittin is saying is that for us to try to penetrate in with our intelligence mitzvah satayrah, there's no reason for it unless the point is enough kamina lahalacha. So that's some of the raid around this inyan. One last point: we just read the pasuk of le'achbo beged almono. We got into a discussion what almono is legabi the time of the Kro. What about beged? Is the point only beged? Well, beged is lav dafka. Any going back to an almono, any dealing with an almono is problematic, if you the reasoning that the Gemara speaks out. So, memela, there's no taking a mashkin from an almono. The Riaz, quoted in Shulti Gibor Mois Beis, he says that beged dafka, beged almono. If she has koisish or kesev or other chafetzim, or behemois, mutala mashkin oisim imeno, that's not bechalal beged. Frekta Rishash. Gemara by us, that according to the Riaz, you tell me beged is dafka. We find many places, legabi shatnis, legabi tzitzis, where beged means dafka if it's made out of pishtun v'tzemer. And what happens if she has a plastic raincoat? That not. And the Gemara is clearly mashma.
There's a Gemara Lagabi Rabbi Shmuel in Shabbos Daf Chov Vav Amid Beis Chov Zayin Amid Aleph, and over there it's clear that the beged of that's also to take from the Almon is not the same thing as beged that says in the Torah. So why not? If you tell me beged is dafka, so the there's a pirush called Toyafos Re'im on the Re'im. He says that the Re'az, his point was anything that an Almona didn't mean to say beged lafuke. Anything else. Beged is something that a person uses on a daily basis. So she's going to always have to get it back. She's going to have to get it back. She's going to have to come into unwanted and unwarranted dealings with somebody. She's not married. So that's where the problem lies. Mashenkin, you're talking about silver candelabra or any other behemoth. She's not going to be getting it back daily. Reb Kivegel Amaisa points out, Reb Kivegel over here in the Mishnah says that the stimas kola poiskim is that it doesn't make a difference. The Paiskim don't bring down a difference between Begin and other things. Seems to be not like the Riaz. The Mechaz Chinuch also points this out. In Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph Ois Aleph. So that seems to be the Halacha L'maisa. One last important point, L'gabi D'le Sachbo Begin Almona, that's important to mention, is the raid of the Toysvis by us in Divrei Maskel Almona. Toysvis wants to know, what was this Chadish Bechlal in the love of being Choyvel Almona? Choyvel, Tosus says, the Pashtus, this is the way the Rishonim speak it out, is that Chavolo refers to going Bebesoi to collect. If that's true, that's also by anybody. L'sovei Bebesoi, Bachutz Tamoi, there's a love on anybody. That's how we started the Sugya in Kuf Yud Gimel. So what was this Chadish by Almona? So the first Malach Tosus says is that Enoch Anami, the Choyvel itself has a love, but by an Almona you're over on two loving. Natuche, what the Gemara calls Natuche in Kuf Yud Gimel, in the memory of Shmuel, which is two take from him outside the house. That would be, Austin Tyson speaks out over there, it's also Derabonon. It's only Mutu with the Shlich Bezin. Shlich Bezin is not allowed to come to the house, but he's allowed to do Lenatuche. Shlich Bezin is allowed to do that, he'd be allowed to do by an Almon. Also, in which case, there's no real difference in Halacha between Lesach Begad Almona and anybody else. Tyson's second Halach, and this is the day of the Tyson Rosh, and the Rajma holds that way. The Ramban seems to go with the first Malach and Tosis. But the Rajma and the Tosis Rosh, and the Rajma and the Tshuva, Chelik Beis, Simereish, Nudvov, they say that no, Lesach Begad Almon is even a Shliach Bezin that's Mutal Natuche. He's allowed to go over to a Loiva outside of the house of the Loiva, and he's allowed to take from him by force a Mashkin. By an Almon, you're not allowed to. The Issa will be in that Oifin that it's Mutter by a regular person. That'll be also by an Almon. The Rashba adds in the Tshuva that we just mentioned that since we have over here time of the Krah, and we just pointed out by Richutz that that's true according to Reb Yehuda also, not only according to Reb Shimon, the reasoning of an Almona coming into unwarranted back and forths with the Malva is true. It doesn't make a difference whether the item taken was taken inside the house or outside. Natuche, Chavola, doesn't make a difference. So Mela, that's clear. The Rashba says that it would be also B'chol Oifin. Tosis in the second Mahalach, where he understands that the love of the Sach Beged Almon is going on Natuche Chutz Labayis. So he wants to know, why is the Torah speaking down the Pasuk of the Sach Beged? And the Gemara in Kuf Yud Gimel seems to be Mashman. We pointed out then that the Pasuk is talking about Betoich Beisa. That's the standard Le Sach Beged Almon. So why does the Torah say it in a Loshon of the Sach Boil if the Kavona is Natuche outside the house? So Tosis speaks out, V'hoda afki b'loshen chavola v'loy b'loshen nituach, k'dei lava b'mashkin b'shnei lavin. Otherwise, you wouldn't have shnei lavin. The mashmos of Tosis is that if the Torah would say it, the loy tenateach beged almono, so then you wouldn't be, if he would go into the house of the almono, you wouldn't be over b'shnei lavin. You'd be over in the lava l'sova obeisa, but you wouldn't be over. In fact, kiveiga, what do you mean? If the Torah says loy tenateach, the Torah says, Loite Nateach, the Chiddush is even outside of the house, but in the house would also be called Natuche. Why wouldn't you be over? Why, if the Torah would say Loite Natuche, then you would only have one lav, that the Torah says, Loi Sachbo, in order that if he actually goes in the Bayis and Almona, that he'd be over on two lav, one lav of Almona, and one lav the standard Loi Sove Obeisoi. That's what Kiveg's Kasha. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed Peg Zayin of Kotten Gimel that Nituach, the Choymer of Nituach, is that it means by force. The word of Shlich Bezin LeNatuche, the issue is to grab by force. Coming LeBeisa doesn't necessarily mean by force. What would be if he comes and the person's not there? So he goes to the house and he takes something. Not by force. Natuche means violently. So if the Torah would say the Loshem Natuche, you'd only be, and he would, and the Malva would go to the house of the Almana, walk in when she's not home, take something out, you'd only be over one lav. Be over the lav, le'sovel base. You wouldn't be over that lav. Comes along the Torah, says, le'sach boil, that even where it's not taken violently, still the halacha is that you're over two. You're over one for Almana and one for le'sovel base. Adkan, dibriachov tzkai. Back for a second to the sugya of time with the Kroah, the Gemara points out as a stira to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon of the din of Lesach Begin Amon, the din of Loyar Belo Noshim of a Melech. The Gemara points out the pashtus over there is that Rabbi Yehuda is Derish time to Kroah, Rabbi Shimon not. And the Gemara explains it that Fakir, Rabbi Yehuda is Loy Dashin time to Kroah, the way we have our sugya, Rabbi Shimon is Derish time to Kroah, B'chol HaShas. Lemaisa in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin of Chof Aleph, there's mavur that there's a Tanakama also, besides Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah brings Tanakama, that he's not allowed to marry more than 18 women, period. And then the Mishnah brings the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which is totally like we said in time of the Kroah. The Shal is, what exactly are the three Shittas? There's a Yad Ramah over there, and it's worth just saying over his Maskonis, and Divya Masko Masnisin, that he says like this. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, V'lo yosur levovoi, that she is Mesir Liboi. That, according to Kuli Ami, says Misvara, that the Pasuk says that that a woman could be Mesir Liboi Shalamelech if she's Muchzekes Berishus, like we have by Bas Paroi, that got married to Shlomo Melech over there, would be Osir, even one. That's according to Tanakam, according to Yehuda, and according to Pshim. On the other hand, if she's Kitzetchonis, Kemoy Avigail, like the Gemara speaks out in the Brisa by us, so there we have the Machloikes. The Tanakam says, since the Torah is Gecheshmet, that's where the Gemara dashes the Pasuk, that the Isser is 18. Lo Yar Beloi means 18. According to Tanakama, even if she's there, Sidkonius and Gemurim, according to Tanakama and according to Reb Shimon, till 18 is Mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, it's Mutter Lagami even more than 18 because the Torah speaks out the Lo Yisosur. So Mel over here with Darshim and time the Krah. That's one machloikis. The other machloikis is what happens, the Ramah says, if they're not Muchzik Berishus, there's no Lo Yosur automatically. There's a lo yosur because the Torah says lo yar beloi. And that is also machlekes. According to Reb Shimon, it's also because the Torah says lo yar beloi, even though there's no reason to assume that there'll be meisa levovoi. And according to Tanakam and Reb Yehuda, there should be mutter until 18. So my point of machlekes is by where it's eni muchzik berishus, there's a lo yar beloi without a lo yosur. That since the Torah says lo yar beloi, according to Reb Shimon, it's also according to Tanakam and Reb Yehuda, it's mutter. Until 18 at least. And by Kitzitkonis Kavi Gayil, over there the question will be that Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it's Mutter Lugamri even more than 18, because the Loyarba, the point is the Loyosar, Mashenkin, according to Tanakam Reb Shimon, the Torah says Loyarba, we stay with that, 18 and not more. On to the next Mishnah. Achovel Sarechaim Oiva Bishum Loisaseh. Pasuk says Lesachbo Rechaim Varochev. Since the Torah says Rechaim v'rochev, it tells us both parts. Each part is a separate lav. And in the middle of the Mishnah says, v'chayim v'shum shnei kelim, the chelik elyon, the chelik atachton. L'maisa, the loshon of the pasuk, of loy sachpoil, again, the mashmos is bebeisoi. And Tosis makes the cheshmen, we pointed out the Tosis before, l'gabi begin amono, Tosis says over here also, that the pasuk, loy sachpoil, is talking about l'natuche, outside of the bayis. Because otherwise, there's no added lav beyond that which you have in every mashkin for collecting a mashkin mi beisoy. So obviously it's going mechutz le beisoy, and there's a separate lav which you don't normally have by anything else, but over here by klei oichel nevesh you do have. That's Tosis's maskana. The Ramban went with the first mahalach of Tosis that we said before, and he holds that there is no lav outside l'natuche. There is no lav of beged amono of. The pasuk says lo sachbon over here also by klei chanevish outside of beiser shel aloyv there is no iser, so it's bebeiser v'laver alav al shnei lav in the same way Tosis made the cheshbon before. The second half of the din of the Mishnah says v'chayiv mishum shnei kelim. Tosis in divrei maskul v'chayiv cheshbon's out what the nekud is over here of this din of v'chayiv mishum shnei kelim. He says if the chiddush is that even though the Rechaim v'Rochev, the top part of the grinder, of the mill, and the bottom part, both of them have to work together. In order to grind, you need both chalokim of the Rechaim v'Rochev. So Tosis says, if you're going to tell me the Chiddush is you could get Malkus
on both of them, despite the fact that you need both of them to perform one job, so the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell you, in a case where you took both, the Yechayiv too. The Mishnah should speak out that where you take a Rechayim or you take a Rochev, you're Chayiv one, even though you need the other Chelek for the Avoidah. So that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Tosfos says, so you have to say that the Chiddush is that the Rechayim v'Rochev, that even though they're working in tandem, you can get Malkus twice. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. And that's the same thing as Ochal Shnei Kizaisim. The person ate, Tosfos says, person ate Chelev. The Mishnah in the Gemara in Makis Dav Chofal of Cheshbenei, that if you gave Asura on each one, so you chayiv two Malkus. Each Kizais is a Maisa Chilu Bifnei Atzmei, as long as it's Choluk. But Asura is the same thing, Rechayim Verochav. That's the Tosfos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Lav and Reish Membeis is Faket from Tosfos. There's no Chiddush that you get on each one. The Torah says Rechayim Verochav. That means that each one is a Kli Bifnei Atzmei. If you take one without the other, the Rambam Kanareh doesn't hold that the fact that Rechaim needs a Rochav, Rochav needs a Rechaim, there's a Chiddush that you can get Malkus. No. An Almono, if you take a Beged of hers, even though she can't go out with a top without a bottom Beged, or she can't go out with a bottom Beged without a top Beged, you don't need both Begodim to get Malkus. Beged is a Beged. Klei Oichel Nefesh is Klei Oichel Nefesh. The Rambam says the Chiddush is that even when you took both of them, why not look at it as one keli? Because the Maisa, they work together, and there would only be one Malkus. The Chiddush is that you can get two Malkus despite the fact that the two Chalokim and the Kli work together. And this whole discussion that we're having about how much Malkus you get on the Lav Lesachboil and Amon of Lesachboil, Rechaim Verochem makes a basic assumption that there is Malkus. Tosfos continues, Nivra Maskov Rechaim, and asks the Pashta Shaila. L'chor the Lav is Nitik Lasei, since the Torah says, Hoshev Toshule, Eso Avoid Kivoy HaShemesh. Now the Pasuk that we just quoted of Hoshev Toshev is by Ksusoi. The pasuk of Le'yachbo Rechaim V'Rechev in Pekhov Dalid in Pashas Kiseit is in pasuk Vov. That pasuk of Hoshiv Toshiv Loi is later on, and that's talking about Legabi Begodim. And that's not even the pasuk of Almono, which is also later on in pasuk Le'yachbo Begad Almonos in pasuk Yud Zayin. So theoretically, one could say that the din of Hoshiv Toshiv Loi is only on Karbalayla Machareshu Bayim, but not on Klei Oichel Nefesh, and not on Beged Almona. So that's the Mahalach of Tosfos. Tosfos actually answers the Kasha by saying that there is no Hoshev Toshev Loi on the Lavin that the Gemara says Mufurish that there's Malkus on Beged Almona and on the Lav of Klei Oichel Nefesh. That's Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Gemara Kufta Zayin where Abaye said Mahadurele to give back the Kli, not out the mitzvah of Hoshev Toshev Loi. Abaye paskind that if he took, that is the person who asked the Shiloh over there to Abaye, if he took Klei Oichel Nefesh, he should return it because it was betois, in order that he shouldn't get into a bad situation, but not because there's a mitzvah say of Hoshev Toshev. That's the Mahalach of Tosfos. You open up the Rambam in Hilchos Milvah V'Loi V'Per Gimel Halacha Beis, and the Rambam seems to answer this question differently. The Rambam brings over there the din of Klei Oichel Nefesh Beged Almona. Beged Almona is in Halacha Aleph. Klei Oichel Nefesh is in Halacha Beis. On both of them, the Rambam says, V'mchov machse bal korchoi, there is a din to give back. So l'chor, it's a lav anitik lasei, there should not be Malkus. The Gemara says that there is Malkus. V'mover amashkenoi nisrav kodim shiachse loike. This is a Gemara Makis Daf Tezai, where the Gemara says that if you have a hechetimtze shluch hakan, the Gemara brings the case of Mashkin, if you have a hechetimtza of being able to return something, and Lamaisa, that hechetimtza was destroyed by burning or the Mashkin was over, so then there would be Malkus on the Lav of Lesachba. So that's the way the Rambam will explain the Gemara. The Gemara's Malkus is talking about Ba'ifin, where Bitloi V'loi Bitloi, Kaima V'loi Kaima, he destroyed the hechetimtza of giving back and being menatic the Lav to an Aseh. The Ravid over there in Halacha Beis in Perigimel is massive on the Rambam that even Bechiyai Gavna there won't be Malkus. Why? Because since Lamaisa is a Chiyiv Tashlumin, if he takes a Beged Almona, Lamaisa is going to have to pay for that Beged Almona. Lav Hanitik L'Tashlumin also doesn't have Malkus. That's the Ravid's Kasha. We're going to have to deal with the Ravid's Kasha. That's an Inyan Bifnei Atzmoy. But Al Kaponim, how does the Ravid explain the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there is Malkus?
One Malkus, two Malkus. Why is there Malkus? It's a Lavanit Glase, Lavanit Tashlumin. So the Mechaz Chinuch in Tov Kuf Pei Gimel Oysir Aleph says a Chap. He says that we're talking about with the Klei Oichel Nefesh that was Nechbal, that was taken as a Mashkin, is worth less than a Shavah Prut. It was taken just as collateral. So it's, he took it just to remind him. It's worth less than a Shavah Prut, the hard Hechadimtza. So mitzadl nitin l'tashlumim, there's nothing to pay for it. It's not going to create any nafkamina mamoynis because there's no difference if it's less than a shavah pruta. But legabi the lav, there will be a lav. So you're even a lav, but even with not nitin l'tashlumim, over there will be malchus on the lav. Same type of concept. You have by dini chavolo, where a chavolo that has dini tashlumim, there is no malchus of lo yosef. In the Sugis and Perek HaChoyv, the end of Bava Kama, that a chavolo she'in boy, a hako she'in boy k'dei shavah pruta, over there you can give malchus on the lav lo yosef. There's no din of malchus for tashlum b'yachat, but where there's no din tashlum, then there'll be malchus. More details and more oimik on the whole Indian over here of Nitin Chalaseh and Nitin Tashlumin, legabi all the different parts of the parasha of Mashkin, is mechayv a little bit of a deeper look. Is read from Chaim and the Briskerov, the Rambams, the Ravids, the Mechaz Chinuch, the Cheshem, that all out, will leave him Yitz Hashem as a Tosefis onto this shir. L'maisa, the Gemara follows up with a whole discussion about different cases of where you could be over on two lavin or three lavin for things that are mentioned in the same pasuk under the same heading. That's the sugya of lav shebechlolos. Over here specifically, Tosefis shtels in Divrei Maskil Shenema on Amid Beis. What is the idea behind giving two malchus for Chaim v'Rochel? They're both mentioned together. Similar to the Moshul in Chulin Daf Kuf Beis, Oichol Bosom and Achai and Bosom and Atreifa. There's only one malchus because it's two oifan of being over on the lava. Bosom besod Atreifa leisechelu. Why over here by Chaim v'Rochel? If he took both, Lamaisa the Teisus says leisachbo. They're both under the same heading. So Teisus and the Teisus Rosh have different nuschois. Whether the point is because the Vav Bechlal tells us that it's two different things, or even if there's a Vav, you need the Vav Lechalek that you can get Malchus on each. So the Vav is not telling us that you can get Malchus on both, it's only telling us you can get Malchus on either one. But over here, the Teis Rosh adds a Knech that over here doesn't say Le'achbo Rechaim Virochev, just that you can get Malchus on either. The Teis Rosh Le'achbo Rechaim Vorochev. In Diktuk, Vorochev would tell us more that you can get Malchus on both. That's where the Teis Rosh says it. Lamaisa, the Karenari knows it daf lamed ches amid beis. He's talking over the Gabi Zag v'Chartzon, which is another example of two things that are under the same heading in one pasuk. Legabe Nozer eating any part of the grape, and over there in the Sugya Nozer daf lamed ches, the Teis deals with Barichus, the Yerushalmi in Nozer Perek Vav Halacha Beis says over here specifically Rechaim v'Roch of the Teis spoke at both. So Memela, that tells us you can get Malchus on both, not just Malchus on either one. The Lech Mishnah on the Halacha by us, Milvav V'Leiva Per Gimel Halacha Gimel, says a Lamda Sheknech. One of the Inyanim that Taisus brings up in his discussion of two Lavin in the same heading is the Lav of Al-Toich L'menu Noah U'Bashel Mavushel by Korban Pesach. And over there also you have the Oifin of Mavushel, you have the Oifin of Roh, eating the Korban Pesach, and they're both in the same pasuk of Al Toichel Mimenu No. So he says that the reason why over there would be different is because the two Eifanim over there are two Pu'ulois, but both of them at the end of the day have the same Toitzo of No. No Mavushal is one Indian. The way of making that state of eating is different. It's the same Korban Pesach, but just not prepared as Tzli Eish in a different way. Rechaim v'Rochav are two different things. They're two different things. One has nothing to do with the other. So even though they mention both in the same pasuk, if they're two different things and Torah spoke at both, so you can get Malchus on both. That's the basic raid around the Tosis of Rechaim v'Rochav being two Malchus. What's interesting is that the Mashmosa Tosis calls Rechaim v'Rochav Shnei Shemois. It sounds like two mitzvahs. The smag and the smak. The smag is in Lavan Kuf Peites Kuf Tzadik. The smak is in Mitzvah Reish Samachtes and Reish Ayin. Count Rechaim V'Rochav as two mitzvahs. The Rambam says a mitzvah is Lavan Reish Mem Beis counts Rechaim V'Rochav as only one mitzvah. He puts them together in his minyan and mitzvahs as one. Now the Rambam happens to be in his Sherish Tes Divrei Maskil V'Ani Oimer That's where the Ramban is. That asked on the Rambam. The Rambam says over there in Sheresh Tes that whenever you find two Malkus, that's because you have two distinct Lavim. The Rambam over here counts with Chaim V'Rochav as one Lav. V'afilo Hakid, there's two Malkus because of the Pasuk of Rechaim V'Rochav. That's the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. That is the Rambam's Shita that they included in the same heading, Shem Echot. Rechaim V'Rochav go together with the fact that there'll be two Malkus, Kimavur. So the Megillas Esther over there is Miyash of the Rambam. He says a Chiddush. The Gemara by us Behemshich speaks out that Ki Nefesh Hu Choyvel is a Lav Shebechol, because the general title that includes both the Rechaim V'Rochav. And the Gemara calls that Lav Shebechololois. The Megillas Esther says even though we paskin, the Rambam paskin, that ain't loikin a Lav Shebechololois, so you don't get Malkus on Ki Nefesh Hu Choyvel, but the Ki Nefesh Hu Choyvel says that Rechaim V'Rochav is two different things. It's Megala al Koponim on the Rechaim V'Rochav that each one is a separate entity, in which case you get two Malkus. Even though it's included Be'etzem, both of them under one heading, but the Torah separated the two of them. Like we said, the Lashon of the Pasuk and the Pasuk adds Kenefesh U'Chayvel, that separates the two into two distinct elements, and in Megala there'll be two Malkus. The Gemara has a discussion going down on Medbez, Machlekes Abayi V'Rochav L'Gabi Lav Shebecholos. The Pasuk says, Harei by Korban Pesach. So the Torah says it's an issur to eat the Korban Pesach no mevushel. How must one eat it? Ki tzliyesh. Rava says that if a person ate Korban Pesach no or mevushel, the halach is that he gets two malkus. One mishum no, one mishum tzliyesh. Abaye argues, the member of Abaye is ein loikin alav shebechlolos. And the shaila is what's included in the member of Abaye. Let's be magdim by saying over the way the Ramban in his Hasogos L'Seif HaMitzvah Sheresh Tes shtels the fact that there are three different oifanim in this idea of lav shebechlolos. The basic concept is that there's a lav l'moshul who gives the dugma l'soichel al adam, where the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph says different things that are learned that l'soichel al adam is very vague. What does it mean l'soichel al adam? Bezdin doesn't eat the day they have to paskin on dam. There's the lav of eating of a behemoth koydim shetetze nafsho. There's an ashor leben soyrimur and so on. There are three, four, five different things that have no shaykhs with each other. They're all in a pasuk grouped together. On that, there is no malchus on that lav. That he says that's a non-starter. There's no machlokes abayi v'rov on that. Then there's oifanim where the Torah puts together in one lav, one iser, different meisim l'moshul. He says, Loisovi esnan zoinu mechir kelev. The Torah says, Loisovi, don't bring as a carbon what? A esnan zoinu, B mechir kelev. Each one is a distinct Loisovi, but the Torah says one Loisovi on both. So over there would be mokim lodun, whether there is one malchus. Let's say a person brought A for a carbon, an esnan zoinu, and a mechir kelev. Would it be over on one lav, or would it be over on two lav? Then what's discussed by us is al toichu menu no, where the Torah speaks out no avoshul mevushul, but the Torah also says kiim tzliyesh. Rava says the kiim tzliyesh is no different than the no, and if he ate no, he could be over on both. If he ate mevushul, he could be over on both. If he ate no and mevushul, so he'll be over. Each one has two. Abaye's answer to that in loikin alav shebechlolos lamaisin the gemara psochim daf mem alaf on the base. There's two lashonis. Ikin de amri. That there's no two malchus, but echod kein loikim. The other lashon in the Gemara is that there isn't even one malchus. And that is machlokes rishonim, with a few different pshatim. What does that mean? What are the two lashonis? According to Rashi and Tosfos, in Psachim and Aleph Amud Beis, this that Rava says that no or mevushel, you can get two, there's a mokum lodin. What happens, let's say, he eats a piece of no and a piece of Korban Pesach Mevushel, and that is definitely two. Rashi and Tosfos hold there's no machlokes on that. Each one is a lav. The lav of no, the lav of Mevushel. The problem is, if you want to get two malchus, you want to give, rather, two malchus on no, because of Tzliyesh, Rashi holds that there is no malchus of Tzliyesh. The other oifen of the Gemara is to say that not only is Tzliyesh not able to add on to a malchus of no or a malchus of mevushel, but what happens? Let's say he ate where he violated kiyum tzliyesh, but it wasn't no mevushel. Rashi has been a case of chamei tverya. It's not considered a davar mevushel mamish. It's certainly not raw, but it's also not tzliyesh.
On that, the second Lashon of the Gemara says that there wouldn't even be Malkus, because since the Torah Tzli'esh included, grouped together several categories in Norma Voshel, that Lav is a Lav Shebechlolois, you can't get Malkus on Tzli'esh at all. So those are the two Lashons of the Gemara, according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. According to one Lashon, Tzli'esh would be a Lav, but it can't add a second Malkus to Norma Voshel. According to the other Lashon of the Gemara, there is no Malkus on Tzli'esh, period, but there is certainly is Malkus on Noah or on Mavushel. And if he ate Noah and Mavushel, there'll be two distinct Malkus in, because each one is a separate oifen. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Tes explains a little bit differently than Rashi and Tosfos. He says the Machlek Sabai Virovo is Al Toichel Men and Noah Voshel Mavushel. Since the two are put together under one lav, you can't get two Malkus in, they're both one lav. Let's say he ate a piece of Noah and a piece of Mavushel. Over there, he'll only get one Malkus. The Tzli'esh is not Marba a second. The Noah and the Mavushel together is one Oifin. And that would only be one Malkus. That's the way he learns in Abaya of Enloik and Lav Shebechlolos. Why does he pass like Abaya over Rovas? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samakim, that we quoted by Loisechul Al Adam, brings that memory without bringing Abaya Virova. Can we read that that's the halach, even though the Gemara says it b'shem Abaya, normally we pass him like Rova. The way we said over from the Rabban, it wouldn't necessarily be a Raya Mukhrachas. Because that Lav Shebechlolos is Muskim Lekuli Am. Abaya Virova only argue on one oif. In any case, that's the Rambam, that Noah and Mavushel will only have one Malkus. Rashi and Tosfos clearly argue on that. The Ravid in the Shittim Kubetzes Bayos and Divrei Maskul Ha'on Ve'Iko says the Machlok is a little bit different. He says that the Machlok, the two Lashonis in the Gemara and Psochim, is if Abaya was talking about Loisoichlu or on Tzli'esh, meaning that since the Torah put together the Al Toichlu, Noah and Mavushel Kim Tzli'esh, then the Lav of Al Toichlu is a Lav Shebechlolos. See, he says, in Cain, like the second Lashon in the Gemara, that Abaya and Loikin Klal, the Pshat is, that there's no Malkus period on the Lav of Al Toichlu Memenu Noah. That's a Chiddush. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam don't hold to that. Like we said, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And the Rambam is only whether you could get two Malkus in on Noah and Mavushel, or because they're put into one Lav of Al Toichlu, Samela, there is only one Lav. That's where the Rambam holds. The Ramban very vehemently argues on the Rambam. He says, since the Torah speaks out to Oifanim, Samela, that's not subject to a Machlek Sabaya Virova. The Torah says no, the Torah says Mavushel. That's two Lav. That's not a Lav Shebechlolos. The only discussion is on the Lav of Kim Tzli'esh. Lemaisa, we said, the way we said over the Rambam, that on non Mavushel, because he paskins like a Abaya, then in like an Lav Shebechlolos, there won't be two Malkus. And if he eats from the Karban Pesach, non Mavushel, he'll only get one Malkus. The Ramban asks that L'choyre, the Braisa by us, the Gemara compares L'maisa Rechaim V'rochev to Noah and Mavushel. L'gabi 2, L'gabi 3 Malkus. If that's true, then L'fi the Pesach of the Rambam and Korban Pesach, the Rambam should paskin that Rechaim V'rochev will only get one Malkus. First of all, the Ramban says the Braisa of Rechaim V'rochev that we started the Gemara with, the Loikin al Shneim. That kasha the Ravid by us asked in the Shittim Kubetz also. So the Ravid's doicha that no, that's not Pshan Abaya. Abaya will explain the Braisa of Rechaim V'rochem that Yitaka don't get two Malkus. It just means you have two Yisurim. But Malkus not. The problem is in the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam in Milva V'loiva by us in Per Gimel Halacha Gimel says Rechaim V'rochem, you get two Malkus. I think Gemara compares that to Noam Avushel. Noam Avushel, the way he learns up in Abaya, the way we said, not like Rashi and Tosfos, he holds in Noah and Mavushel, you don't get two Malkus. They're both written in the Torah as two oifanim of one love. There's only one Malkus. So the Keren Oire knows that Aflam Chesem and Beis, B'divra Maskul, Gemara Mikan, brings the Yerushalmi, we quoted this before, where since the Torah says, V'rechaim Vorochev, that Vov with the Vorochev, is marba that it's two different things. And the Gemara compares them essentially legabe ki nefesh uchoyvel, that's the lav shebechlolos. You won't get two malkus on rechaim. You won't get two malkus on rochev. But to say that rechaim v'rochev are two different eifanim of one malkus of loisach, well, no. Rechaim v'rochev tells you two. Mashenke no mavushel is two different eifanim of the lav of loisoichlu. So over there, according to the Rambam Savon and Abaya, there'll only be one Malkus. It's worth quoting the Tosfos Reed in Pesachim Emalafam and Alef Divrei Maskul Omar. He says he has a problem. If you say Lav Shebechlolos by us, Sachvel Rechaim V'Rochav is called Lav Shebechlolos, And maybe according to Abai, you don't get two malchus, you'll only get one malchus. What about you won't get malchus at all according to one side? Lesove obeisid lava davoitoi. The lav of Lesove obeisoi, the first lav by us in the sugya of Mashkoinois. What about that? Avoit avoitoi is call many things. You're not allowed to collect anything. You're not allowed to take his wallet. You're not allowed to take his pants. You're not allowed to take his cell phone. So why don't we say over there it's also lav shebuchol because it's kol many afanim. So Tesfit says something pashut. He says whenever the Torah talks on the maisa is going into his house to take a mashkin. The fact that there's 1,000 different examples of what the malva could be taken from the loiva, it doesn't say that there's two things in the pasuk. The essential lav is l'sovei obeisa lav davoitei. Over here, the Torah says there's a specific kli. What's that kli? Rechayim. The Torah says another specific kli, rochev. And on that, the Torah says l'sachboil. That the Torah put two things together. The Torah lumped together two maisim into one. That would be called a lav shebechlolas. One last point. Tosfos over there, Pesachim Memalav Amid Beis Divrei Maskil Iko says that lafi the way we're explaining, he brings Shitzer Ben Etam, that Lamaisa Oichol Korban Pesach, that the Oifin where if he was Mavashal Pechamitvei, it's not considered a Maisa Bishul. So you're only Oivin, not Mishum No, not Mishum Mavushal. You're only Oivin Mishum Kiyim Tzliyesh. Lamaisa Kiyim Tzliyesh, Lav Shebechlos, you won't get Malkis. That's the Shita of Tais over there. Rashi, over there, in Pesachim Memalav Amid Beis Divrei Maskil Avo, says that there will be Malkus. The Tais is written, the Shtickle that we just quoted, says that Lamaisa, even though the Gemara Cheshman's out, that the Rova could go Hainler of Huna, Hainler of Yehuda, and the Gemara of Tzliyesh, but Lamaisa, it's a Dichu Ba'alma, he says, Lamaskona, the Aloha would be that Lav is not a Lav Shabachlol, so it's totally in Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. And the halacha would be, that's the way he says, according to Rava, that the halacha would be, l'maskana, that there would be Malkis on Oichel Pesach B'chamitvei. The Mashal Cheshman is out by us in Tesis Divya Maskal Aval, the same Cheshman, Lagabi Kim Tzlesh, that if it's a Lav Shabachos, there's no Malkis. Either Bryson Mavush says that Oichel Mavushel B'chamitvei, there is Malkis. He says that the Bryson doesn't say Malkis, it says Chayiv. That Chayiv, you'll have to say, means only awesome. The same way, the Cheshman of Rechayim Verochav, the Ravid says in the Shita by us, that even though it says Chayiv Mishum, it just means he's Oivim Mishum to Isurim, the Chametveri, the Shtikl will also be that there will only be an Isser of Tzleish, but Malkis there won't be, because that Malkis will, Lamaskona, according to Shita's Taisvis, be only by Noah or by Mavushal. There's another Mashon, Psochem, Memalef Amid Beis, it just adds, he has a problem. The price over there is, Mevashel B'chamitvei B'Shabbos Potu B'Pesach Chayiv. So over here he's willing to say the word Chayiv just means that he's over. The problem is that if you say Chayiv, the Knech that you would read Chayiv even though there's no Malkis, is a Chayiv Makis Mardus. So why B'Shabbos Potu? B'Shabbos is also, and only it's an Issa D'Rabbonon. But Mevashel B'chamitvei B'Shabbos is not considered a Maisa Bishul D'Raisa. But Al-Kopanim is Nisid D'Rabbonim, there'll be Makis Mardus. So why would you say B'Shabbos Potter over Pesach Chayiv? So he just says, you have to say that B'Shabbos Potter is Nisid D'Rabbonim over Pesach Chayiv. He's over Al-Kopanim a Lav D'Raisa. Malkus there won't be, the Chayiv is Lav Davka. And Potter just means that's Potter Avalosa, that's only Nisid D'Rabbonim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.